poodles, the end of the line.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the writers and editors for Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, before you get some angry calls and emails from the dog lovers, can you explain yourself here?
Well, let me first make it clear that my wife has a dog named Minty, and I think it's cute. But she has the same problem as poodles. You see, Minty has all sorts of health problems. Like other dog varieties, her genes suffer from inherited mutations over thousands of years and what are called copy mistakes. This is ultimately a result of Adam's fall and the curse. Unfortunately, when breeders choose dogs for traits they want, like long hair, they also get lots of genetic problems too. The reason we call some dogs purebreeds is that they share the same basic genes, which would include the mistakes. So poodles always produce poodles and nothing else. Poodles are at the end of the line, genetically speaking, because they've lost most of the variety in their genes. I can't believe that evolutionists would even think of using dogs as an example of Darwinian evolution. I see this all the time, though, in museums. But poodles and other varieties of dogs are really the opposite of evolution. They're examples of downward change. Dogs produce dogs and poodles produce poodles. So anytime you hear dogs used to defend evolution, just remember poodles. They show the downward effects of the fall, not upward evolution.
You know, evolutionists use dinosaurs as much as anything to defend their worldview. But find out how the Bible explains dinosaurs. Read Ken Ham's free booklet on our website, answersradio.com.